welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
If we violate the law of the word, the law of faith, the law of confession, God's not going to come down and smack us in the head and say, oh, you got to pay for that. But we don't get all that we can get in our spiritual lives because we're not following the law of God and his word, the law of faith, and the law of confession of what his word says. The Bible says what? Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is established where? In heaven. Now, when Jesus came to earth, he came talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. What was he trying to do? Take what's established there and put it down here. And it's so hard for believers to grab a hold of that. It's foreign to us, but it's not foreign to heaven. You can loose and bind on earth because of what's loosed and bound in heaven already. Well, how does that happen? Happens by you and I saying what the word says and believing it by faith. Situations will change. Mountains will go. Listen, let me tell you a misnomer so many people have, believers have, and many people, that when I get old and sickly and die, I know where I'm going. I hear people say that all the time. You don't have to get old because there's no age in your spirit, man, number one. You don't have to get sick and then die. So many people think, when I get sick and die. Who said that? It's not in the word. You don't have to get sick and then die. Jesus may show up. You may go in your sleep with no sickness on you. That's the world system. Nobody says you have to get sick and get old and die. Well, I feel older. Well, I'm glad you do. Hang around people younger than you. Hang around people that are young in the spirit who speak life out of their mouth. I remember this story, true story about a woman who was an invalid in an apartment in New York City. Are you listening? She couldn't get out. Very rarely could she get out. Somebody would come and take her out. And she wanted to be a person who could reach people with the gospel because she couldn't do it from her apartment. So what she would do, the Lord instructed her to buy tracts. You know those old tracts? You don't see them anymore, I don't think. And she would put on there a scripture and she'd drop them out of her window. And she put her room number on there. She did that year after year. And one day, somebody walked up, knocked on her door. She said, who is it? Are you the woman who's dropping these leaflets or papers out of the window? Uh-oh, she thought she was going to get a ticket for littering. Amen. The man said, one of those papers you've thrown out of the window dropped at my feet. And when I picked it up and I read it, the Lord brought conviction on me because I'm a backslider. Would you pray with me to receive Christ back into my life? My God! Don't ever say there's no purpose in your life. Don't ever say there's nothing else for you and I to do. Don't ever say you're old again. Don't say you're sick. Well, Pastor, I have this certain disease on me, and you're saying you're not denying the fact that you may have a sickness. But when you say the word, listen to me now, you're calling for the manifestation of healing over that that overrides the disease. You see that? See, it's the method that Jesus used most in his ministry. Remember the lepers. What did he tell them to do? Go show yourself to the... And as they were going, they didn't get healed when he spoke it. The manifestation came as they walked. My God! The woman with the withered hand. Stretch forth your hand. And as she stretched... Some of you are getting this today. As they did it, healing came. He didn't say, look, my God, boy, I'm setting some of you free today. He said, stretch forth your hand. As the lepers were going, healing came. He spoke to the storm. And when he spoke, there was no storm. We have the most powerful tool available. And if every believer in this place and listening around the globe would take this word and start speaking it out of our mouth on a daily basis, not only for us, but for others who need help, this world would change overnight. I don't want to be repeating what somebody else said about something. I want to be saying what God said. Listen to Joshua 1:8. Are you ready now? Listen to me. This book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart off your coffee table. It will not depart off your iPad. Where is the word of God supposed to be? Some of us may have to take our teeth out at night and put them by the stand. But you don't take the word of God out of your mouth. There's enough being said out of people's mouths. The believer needs to say what God says out of his mouth. What we say is contrary to what is out there in the world. All right, so let's go over here to Mark's gospel, that fifth chapter, if you don't mind, because we're going to look at a principle today, all right? My God, the ruler came to him, verse 22, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he prostrated himself at his feet. It's interesting, so did the woman with the issue of blood, and begged him earnestly, saying, what was he doing? Saying, Jairus came and said, my daughter is at the point of death. Now listen, in the natural, would you and I leave somebody, especially a daughter or a son, who was at the point of death? We'd stay there. But he was moved on by the Holy Ghost to go speak to the man Jesus, the great physician and healer, and said, my daughter is near death. What's the next word? But I know this is a fact. Death is imminent. But I'm speaking the manifestation of life into a body that's about ready to expire. I'm going to let this thing settle for a second. This is not a casual message. This isn't just something we heard, oh, that was good. This is a way of life. He came to the adulterous woman. She was facing death. And Jesus spoke life back into her. Let's finish reading this verse. Hang on now. Come lay your hands on her so that she may be healed and live. And when Jesus went with him, and a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides so as almost to suffocate him, there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but instead grew worse. Her image was, I'm going to somebody for help, and I'm getting worse. You can get a grow worse image in your heart and my heart because we go to one place and another 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 place. But when you come to place where Jesus is, my God, when Jesus shows up, everything changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means he's a healer today. He never stopped being a healer. By his stripes, I'm healed. Well, Pastor, there's been no change. Listen, that sickness of diabetes that hit my family, I've told you this before. Listen, when I have to go to the doctor and they look and say, oh, I see you're a diabetic. I go, no, I'm not. And they just flip out on me. No, I'm not. Well, that's what it says. I don't care what that says. I'm telling you what I say. It's a wonder doctors put up with me sometimes. We got to take your blood pressure. Don't take it. Why? It's going to be high. Why? Because I'm in here talking to you. I told that to my last doctor. He said, well, it's high. You need high blood pressure medicine. No, I need you to stop talking to me. You ever have that happen? I don't need a pill. I have the gospel. I'm healthier than I've ever been before my whole life. But I thought that disease, yeah, that disease, but what am I doing with that, quote, disease? I'm not denying the fact that it's, quote, there. What I'm doing is I'm saying what the word says. And my lovely wife sometimes will stop and pray and speak to my numbers. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm not saying that disease doesn't exist. I'm denying by saying the word, it's right to be in my life. She says something. Now listen to me. I can't go too much farther. Listen to me now. My God. She heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. For she kept saying, she was looking for a touch of faith. If you're ever looking for a touch of faith, grab a hold of Jesus. My God. Listen to me now. She kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. What was she doing? She wasn't denying that there was a flow of blood, that there was a physical ailment in her body, but she was changing her language, her get worse language of, well, it didn't work here, and, you know, that's not happening now, and, you know, she began to change it because of what she heard. See, the word confession literally means to say exactly what God says. Now, if you and I are saying what God says, something's going to change. I'm telling you, the table is set for you and I, and when he calls us by his word, let's go get dinner. Can I finish Joshua 1:8? The book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart out of his what? Where does the word need to be? In our mouth. Say, my mouth. Say out of your mouth, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and then you shall make your way. Why are so many people struggling in the natural and in the spirit, and there's poverty when prosperity comes by you and I saying and meditating on what the word says? Some people look for promotion. Where does promotion come from? Comes from God above. Well, I haven't seen God in my job, but I saw my boss. God's going to move on your boss. We can go story after story where people are not qualified, where people are should not be up for a raise. They should not be given this place because they haven't been there long enough. And my God, God moves somebody else and somebody in. He'll even change your boss to get. Then you shall have good success. Now listen to me. How did success come to Joshua? Who brought success? Joshua, how? By meditating on the word that was in his mouth and coming out. Now I'm going to give you the word meditate, and we're all done. We'll finish. The word meditate means to mutter or to speak to oneself. Meditate, say this one, meditate means to mutter or speak to oneself. My wife and I are always speaking to ourselves. If I didn't know her better, I'd say there's something wrong with her because she's always saying something. And it's not about me because I'm always out of trouble. I said, what are you doing? I'm praying for somebody. Lord, just give me a burden for somebody. Sometimes she'll hear me saying, what are you doing? Somebody's in my spirit. I'm just praying for them. Why? Because we're muttering the word of God out of our, we're meditating on what it says. How many of you want God's results? Take this, speak it out loud, and then when you wake in the morning, say, God, I'm ready for your assignment today. Glory to God. How many of you know that doctors have what they call waiting rooms? Why are they called waiting rooms? Because you're going to wait. And they have magazines all over. 1952, 1968, 3 years ago. And you finally get to a magazine you want, and you open it up, and somebody ripped a coupon out that you were going to take. It's a waiting room. But you've got an appointment. You can wait, and I'm telling you, God's assignment isn't going to change. I'm telling you, when you're waiting on God, there's an assignment for you, and he won't let what he's given you already be ripped out for somebody else. My God, have mercy.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.